It's story time. Bonte the Magic Dog. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. Island Life. Long ago, a young girl named Malaya lived with her father on an island in the Philippines in an old hut. They did not own any furniture and slept in rough blankets on the floor. Malaya kept a bamboo flute hidden in the cupboard, even though she did not play. She kept the flute because it reminded her of her mother, who had died. Malaya woke early to collect water from the river. She made a pot of weak tea after her father built a fire. Then her father worked in the fields, and Malaya wove baskets out of the dry grasses that grew nearby. Malaya wished for something sweet to eat, but she knew her father could not afford to buy fruit. They needed all the money her father made to pay the rent. The money Malaya made selling baskets was used to buy vegetables and wheat to make bread. She often dreamt of sweet fruits such as mangoes and bananas. After her father went to the fields, Malaya worked outside in the cool breeze. She piled grasses next to her feet and began to weave. Three large crows flew away with Malaya's baskets. She spent the next 2 hours collecting more grass. As she sat down to weave, Malaya heard the crows again.
Go away!
Said Malaya. When she chased the black crows, they flapped their big wings and showed their sharp claws. She hid behind a tree in her yard.
Help! Is there anyone who can help protect my baskets from these birds?
Malaya cried. She and her father would go hungry without any baskets to sell.
What is the matter, dear girl? Said a low voice behind her.
When Malaya turned around, she saw only a dog nearby.
The crows are trying to ruin my baskets. I need to sell baskets to buy food for my family,
she said.
What will you do for me if I help? Asked the dog.
Malaya was very surprised to hear a dog talk, but she needed help.
I don't have much, but I will share everything I have,
she said.
I don't need much, said the dog. All I ask for is a place to sleep and the love of a family.
The dog smiled. Malaya saw two rows of sharp teeth that looked like little knives.
Help me, and I promise that you will be my pet for all time. I will call you Bonte, which means watchdog,
said Malaya. As soon as Bonte heard the promise, he chased the birds away. Chapter 2. The Promise. Malaya gathered her baskets and went inside her hut without inviting the dog.
Let me in, said the dog.
Malaya stuffed cotton into her ears and went back to work weaving baskets. That night, Malaya and her father were eating dinner when they heard scratching at the door. Malaya opened the door and saw the dog with pointy teeth. She quickly closed the door.
Who is at the door, and what does he want?
Asked her father.
It's just a dog I met today,
said Malaya.
Some crows tried to ruin my baskets, and the dog helped me chase them away. In return, I promised to call him Bonte and let him be my pet. But his teeth are so sharp and frightening, I could never love him and let him be my friend.
In this family, we always keep our promises,
Malaya's father said, pointing to the door.
We will let the poor dog in to share our dinner.
Malaya and her father went outside and called the dog. He was hiding around the corner. Malaya picked him up and let him in. She shared her thin piece of bread. He made loud noises, snapping his sharp teeth and barking. Malaya wanted to run away, but she had made a promise and wanted her father to be proud. That night, she shared her blanket with Bonte. His rough fur poked her when he got too close. Malaya didn't get much sleep. The next day, Malaya wove baskets while her new dog protected her. She complained about her sore fingers and tired feet. She told Bonte how she wished to eat something sweet. Bonte told her about the magic honey harvested in the lowlands across the island.
I would give anything to taste something sweet like honey,
said Malaya. She began to cry.
Why don't you tell me a story? Said Bonte. It may help you forget your troubles.
So Malaya told him stories about her mother playing sweet music on the bamboo flute.
Show me the flute, said Bonte.
Malaya went to the cupboard and took out her mother's flute.
Can I hold it? Asked Bonte.
Malaya did not want the dog to touch the precious flute, but she had promised to be his friend. So she decided to let Bonte hold it. With a snap of his sharp teeth, Bonte broke the flute into two pieces.
What have you done? Now the flute is useless.
Malaya took half of the flute and tried to make a sound. She hoped it still worked.
Nothing!
She cried. Bonte examined the broken flute.
You said you would do anything to taste something sweet like honey, said the dog.
How can a broken flute help?
You must know by now that I am a magic dog. Let's go to the other side of the island and gather magic honey. We will fill the broken flute with honey and plant it in the sand. Something sweet will grow from your sacrifice.
Malaya did not know if she could plant her mother's flute in the sand, even though it was already broken. The dog put his paw in Malaya's hand.
After we put the magic honey in the flute and bury it, sugar cane will grow. Your father will make lots of money selling the cane. It's magic.
Malaya imagined her father harvesting the cane. She imagined how happy he would be if he could buy furniture. She imagined sharing the sweet treat with Bonte. And she became hungry.
How do I know you are telling the truth about your magic?
She asked.
I promise, said Bonte. In this family, we always keep our promises.
When Malaya told her father about the broken flute, he became angry. He wanted to send Bonte away, but Malaya begged him to let the dog stay. Chapter 3. Magic Honey. Malaya told her father about the sugar cane that would grow from the bamboo flute. She told him about the magic honey on the other side of the island.
This is not a journey for a young girl, but I cannot miss work, or we will go hungry, said her father.
I will keep her safe, said Bonte.
Malaya's father agreed to let her go. He looked worried, but Malaya felt safe with Bonte. She walked toward the lowlands with her dog by her side. Malaya knew it would take many days to reach the land of magic honey. The hot sand burned her feet, and the sun burned her skin. At night, she and the dog slept in the thick forest. Malaya listened to strange animal sounds and slid closer to Bonte. Now, she did not mind when his fur poked her, because he made her feel safe. The next day, Bonte pointed to the green trees in the distance. They had found the place that they were looking for. They raced to get there. Malaya saw a man wearing a red shirt.
"Where can I find magic honey?"
Malaya asked the man.
"My brother Joseph sells magic honey. I can take you to him."
The man led them down a rocky path. Malaya could smell the sweet liquid even before she saw the many pots of honey. The sign on the table read, "Fresh magic honey for 2 pesos.
Oh no! We do not have enough money!
Malaya pulled 1 peso out of her pocket.
"You could have that honey over there for 1 peso, said Joseph.
He pointed to a curved rock filled with honey. Malaya looked closer and saw many insects stuck in the honey. Bonte said,
"We will take it."
Malaya picked the insects out of the thick liquid and put it in a pot. Her hands became very sticky. All the way home, she tried to wipe the honey from her hands, but it would not come off. Malaya found her father working in the fields. She felt ashamed because her hands were stained yellow from the honey, but her father smiled.
"What a brave girl! You have traveled far and returned with the honey. I think your yellow hands are beautiful."
"Let's get to work," said Bonte.
Malaya filled the broken flute pieces with honey, and her father planted them in the soil. They waited and waited and waited for something to grow. Malaya watched the ground every day for something to grow.
"I'm sorry, I don't think anything is going to grow," said her father.
Bonte hung his head, and Malaya felt her heart breaking. Chapter 4: A Better Life. One day, the plants finally began to grow. First, they grew as tall as Bonte, and then taller than Malaya, and then even taller than her father. 4 months later, the three of them harvested the crop together. They hoped the cane would taste even sweeter than magic honey. Malaya tried to bite the skin of the cane, but was too hard. Her father couldn't bite into the cane either. Bonte used his sharp teeth to strip off the tough skin, and they all sucked out the sweet juice. They had grown sugar cane. Malaya's father did not know how he could sell the sugar cane. The skin was too tough for people to bite, and not everyone had a dog with sharp teeth. He looked at the cane and asked,
"What will we do now? We are as poor as ever."
Malaya had an excellent idea.
"You can boil the sugar cane and make soup," said Malaya.
So her father pounded the hard cane and squeezed the juice out. Next, he boiled the juice and made a sweet soup that they all enjoyed. He discovered that if he boiled all the water away, he was left with small sugar crystals. Malaya put the sugar crystals into her cup of tea. The tea tasted so sweet in her mouth. She smiled and jumped for joy.
"We can sell our sugar in the market, Father," she said.
Malaya and her father became rich by selling their sugar crystals. They moved into a new home close to the ocean. Of course, her dog Bonte came with them. and Malaya never needed to wish for sweet things ever again. Thank you.